curtain rises, the noise from a projectile is heard in a cry. Oh my god, it falls in a heap on the ground, and she follows fires in fast succession into its prostrate body, stretched out flat with its face on the ground. Stretched out flat with its face on the ground. Within the sound of a click, the six chambers are empty. It looks at the revolver and lets it be dropped with its hand. And with its fog of eyes on the body, they become enormous. They become enormous, like beginning out of its head. Like they begin out of its head. A glance of horror inherits its face. It gives a shiver as it looks at the dead man. Gives a shiver as it looks at the dead man.
And on, he's gone, life goes on. And on, he's gone, life goes on. And on, he's gone, life goes on. And on, he's gone.
Yeah. Such a melancholy air has settled in on this place forever. Our star has killed her one true love, or something like it, something hard to get over. Holding murder and adultery grimly at bay, she's still the champ, she can just grin and bury the end. All this death and deceit, something well worth it to see. Bring it with it, it'd make a swell movie. The murdered lover in the year of our Lord 1929. And then 11 years later, make the picture again. Mr. Marshall reborn as the husband this time. But there's a new set of rules, a new code to obey. We got that old time religion setting in on the brain. So tell your lurid, unscrupulous tale once again. But this time it'll be an eye for an eye in the end. Amen.
Life, we just cannot abide. You want to make this, make it right, but Davis has to die. A wrong-headed life, we just cannot abide. You want to make it right, but Davis has to die. A wrong-headed life, cannot abide. You want to make it right, but Davis has to die. A wrong-headed life, cannot abide.